Burnaby, B.C., a Vancouver police officer told a British Columbia coroner's jury that he punched Miles Gray in the head as hard as he could several times because he didn't think anything else would work to subdue the man, other than shooting him. Const. Corey Folkstad testified on the third day of the inquest into Gray's death in August 2015 following a beating by several officers that left him with injuries including a fractured eye socket, a crushed voice box and a ruptured testicle. Folkstad's partner, Const. Eric Bursneck, later testified that he had initially talked to Gray in an attempt to de-escalate the situation, but Gray's demeanor changed. Gray put his head down and, he started coming at me, Bursneck told the inquest. That's when Bursneck deployed pepper spray, he said, and the struggle to wrestle Gray to the ground and apply handcuffs ensued. Gray displayed surges of incredible strength, as the officers tried to restrain him, Bursneck told the jury in Burnaby, B.C. Bursneck said he now works as a use of force training officer and at the time of Gray's death he had been a trained crisis negotiator. That training dealt, quite heavily, with mental health-related calls, he said. Bursneck told the inquest that he thought mental health, drugs, or a combination of both potential factors were affecting Gray's behavior. He said he was also trained to use pepper spray, a baton, a long rifle, his handgun and a device that shoots rubber bullets, when in a crowd control situation. On that day in 2015, Bursneck had his gun, a baton and pepper spray, he said. Folkstad testified earlier Wednesday that he and Bursneck were both in plain clothes when they responded to a call for immediate assistance from a uniformed officer. When the trio of officers found Gray in a yard, Folkstad said he believed Gray wanted to fight them and at one point he tensed every part of his body and roared. All of a sudden, he just ripped his arms out from us and squared off with us with a speed and strength I couldn't believe, Folkstad said. Folkstad, who told the jury he has been diagnosed with PTSD because of the incident, said he struck Gray in the face multiple times as hard as he could. I didn't think anything else would work at the time and we would have to shoot him, he said. At one point during the confrontation, the officer said he was knocked unconscious. When he woke up, Folkstad said he tried to control one of Gray's legs before additional officers arrived and he was taken for medical attention. Folkstad told the jury that when he first saw Gray, he believed the 33-year-old was experiencing excited delirium, something he said makes people unpredictable with superhuman strength. Before the officer's testimony, Coroner Larry Marzinczyk provided the jury with what he called a cautionary note about the term. Marzinczyk said, to his knowledge, excited delirium is not recognized as a cause of death by most pathologists and there is still some discussion within the medical community over its relevance as a cause of death. The jury members should put less weight on the evidence of a lay person on the topic and would be hearing from a medical expert later, he said. A statement from the BC Coroner's Service said it no longer recognizes excited delirium as a cause of death in its investigations, saying the decision was made in response to the evidence-based literature changing over time. It said that position aligns with that of the World Health Organization, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, and others who agree it's not a diagnosis or cause of death but more of a conglomeration of signs and symptoms. Several other officers with the Vancouver Police Department are expected to testify at the inquest scheduled over 10 days. The BC Prosecution Service said in 2020 that charges would not be approved against the officers, saying it couldn't prove an offense had been committed. The jury won't be able to make findings of legal responsibility at the inquest but may make recommendations to prevent similar deaths in the future. With files from Brenna Owen. This report by the Canadian Press was first published April 19, 2023. Ashley Joanno, The Canadian Press.